A fiber optic internet service provider is expanding into Stark County. Lumos today announced plans to install more than 2,000 miles of its network in the region. The investment is valued at almost $150 million. Service will be available to areas including Canal Fulton, Canton, East Canton, Jackson Township, Hartville, Lake Township, Louisville, Massillon, North Canton, Perry, and Plain Townships. CEO Brian Stading says engineering work is underway and construction is scheduled to begin next year. Lumos currently provides service to homes and businesses in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. The company previously announced expansion in the Mahoning Valley and Summit County. A Plain Township man in prison for killing his girlfriend has seen other charges dropped. 27-year-old Sean Goh was sentenced to life with the possibility of parole in 29 years for the beating death of Rachel Sheridan. On July 3rd, her body was discovered in a trash can at Mother Goose Land Park in Canton. A jury convicted Goh last month of charges including murder, felonious assault, and gross abuse of a corpse. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni agreed Monday to a motion to dismiss burglary and grand theft charges. Prosecutors sought the dismissal based on Goh's sentence. The charges resulted from the theft of a gun April 2nd. Plans are in the works to upgrade the Canton Civic Center. The 73-year-old facility was the subject of a study conducted for the city. The repository reports the proposed improvements would cost $40 million. They include a new exterior, outdoor logo, expanded entrance, and an enclosed atrium and lobby in a vacant plaza area currently between the Civic Center and the Cultural Center for the Arts. Mayor Bill Shearer says the work would be done in phases over several years. City officials will consider several funding options, such as the city's new admissions tax, state and federal funding, local foundations, economic development dollars, and the potential of arena naming rights and sponsorships. The city is starting with new sound and lighting systems next year, as well as plumbing, heating and air conditioning, fire alarms, and a power system for the stage. The $2.5 million in work will be funded with federal pandemic relief money. A one-vehicle crash in Ostenburg Township Wednesday night killed an East Rochester man. The Highway Patrol says a pickup driven by 27-year-old Eric Law left Mapleton Street and struck two trees. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A female passenger was transported to Mercy Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash took place just after 10 p.m. The patrol says alcohol use is a suspected factor in the wreck. An investigation continues. Organizations are receiving assistance from the Sisters of Charity Foundation. $2.4 million in grants were awarded during the third and fourth quarters. They include $148,000 for the Continuous Improvement Behavioral Health and Workforce Project and Leadership Development Training at Stark County Mental Health and Addiction Recovery, $100,000 to Canton for All People to support capital for the Gibbs Avenue Center, and $175,000 to the Stark Housing Network to fund a second year of their pilot project to recruit, retain, and train the workforce in the county's homelessness system. Three appointments have been approved by Columbiana County Commissioners. They named Nicholas Wise of East Liverpool to a six-year term on the Buckeye Water District during Wednesday's meeting. He succeeds Tim O'Hara of East Liverpool. Commissioners appointed David Bickerton of East Liverpool to a four-year term on the county's Port Authority Board. He will replace Keith Chamberlain of Columbiana. Tad Harold was reappointed to a four-year term on the Port Authority Board. Commissioners also approved the $150,000 replacement of bleachers at the fairgrounds grandstand. American Rescue Plan funds will cover the cost. 18 members and associates of a Cleveland-based gang face charges in a second superseding federal indictment. The Fully Blooded Felons, or FBF, was the subject of an initial indictment in December 2023. A superseding indictment was issued in April of this year. The suspects are from Cleveland, Euclid, Garfield Heights, Lorain, and Youngstown. They were arrested by federal and local law enforcement. Prosecutors say the accused ringleader is 35-year-old Raven Mullins of Cleveland. The gang allegedly took part in racketeering, drug trafficking, kidnapping, murder, assaults, and weapons violations. FBF has been operating in Northeast Ohio since about 2012. It also allegedly had strongholds in Akron, Youngstown, and other areas. Youngstown police arrested a man Wednesday on an attempted abduction charge. Officers armed with a warrant picked up 48-year-old Mark Parker on Balsam Court on the city's south side. WFMJ-TV reports Parker was released from prison in May after serving more than 20 years on a conviction for aggravated burglary, kidnapping, and rape. A woman told police a man tried to abduct her Monday as she was on her way to work. A plan to demolish the former South High Fieldhouse in Youngstown is moving forward. City Council Wednesday approved a plan to spend $38,000 for the demolition planning process. Valley Christian School plans to build a football stadium and track to be in use by summer 2026. The field house has been vacant for several years, and a renovation plan was abandoned due to the cost. American Rescue Plan funds will be used to give bonuses to Youngstown police officers and dispatchers. Council approved the plan that would give bonuses amounting to 10% of an employee's base pay. A man says he was driving to work in Cleveland this morning when he saw snow-covered roads in Trumbull County and decided to return home. The Highway Patrol says his GPS then took him on a new route of Hoffman Norton Road near Route 305 in Farmington Township. The man's car slid into a pond, prompting troopers to visit the scene around 7:30. The driver escaped through the sunroof. There were no injuries. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.